It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Jean Marie, you're a stitch. No, Mom's going to do the turkey. Yeah, Dad wants ambrosia, so I guess we got to get those miniature marshmallows. And I'll do the crescent rolls, and you do the cranberries. You know I can't cook. Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow, then. Gobble, gobble. Oh, bye-bye. Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that f***ing dumbass smile off your rosy f***ing cheeks. Then you can give me a f***ing automobile, a f***ing Datsun, a f***ing Toyota, a f***ing Mustang, a f***ing Buick, four f***ing wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of f***ing nowhere with f***ing keys to a f***ing car that isn't f***ing there. And I really didn't care to f***ing walk down a f***ing highway and across a f***ing runway to get back here to have you smile at my f***ing face. I want a f***ing car right f***ing now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're f***ed.
OJ!
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, the bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the show. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
Boy, sounds neat. Hey, the microphone sounds weird.
It does?
Maybe it's my brain. Does it sound weird to you?
Sounds normal to me.
All right,
me,
now
it sounds
does.
Fine.
Maybe it's when you were playing the song. Turn it up again.
You don't care for the hip-hop?
I love the hip-hop. Yeah. I love me the hip-hop.
You ended with rap yesterday.
If I could die and come back, I'd be a hip-hop artist, Rob.
You'd be illin', Mike.
I would be illin'.
Yeah!
Yeah, you know, the only thing I would do on a hip-hop record, yes. I would be the guy in the back going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I've heard a lot of that type of music, don't
yes.
you know, being as tragically white as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do that in the background. I could go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you wear an alarm clock around your neck with a chain?
I would like to be Flava Flav.
That'd be good.
I would love to be. I'd like to die and come back as Flava Flav and have the reality show and do all of that. But I'm not going to.
You don't know that yet.
I'm not planning on dying and coming back as a hip-hop artist anytime soon. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is July 31, 2008.
We be illin'.
We be illin'.
Kick it.
Yeah.
Rated PG.
Disorderlies. Here is our phone number, 877-365-3636. I am too white to be
what
doing
the,
this.
What school do you go to?
Hey, what school do you go to?
You can send us along an instant message at Mike O-W-J-F-K or float us an email.
Well,
now, we had a little issue with emails. I asked for emails yesterday, and we're getting these weird little, like, blurbs. The way we do our emails, if you have a question for the show mm-hmm. and you'd like to ask any of us, myself, Mr. Burbank, or Rob Spiewak, send that along to O'Mara at WJFKFM.com.
Mm.
Beth Ann gave me a series of about 50 emails, and they all had like little blurbs. And they were all little statements like, you know, love your show. If you really want to see something interesting, go to this website. That's uh-huh. not what we're looking for.
No, no,
exactly.
You want viewer
no.
mail.
Yes, viewer mail is exactly what we're looking
comments,
for.
Comments, questions.
Questions more than anything. Oh, excuse me. More than anything else, that's what we're looking for. Check out our website, MikeO'MaraShow.com,
uh-huh.
With all our wonderful stuff on there. And here we are. Gentlemen, how are you all doing?
Very well. Well.
Thank you.
Last minute edition today, Rob and I were very surprised. The gentleman who's coming along with us to the grooming lounge next
well,
week.
Yes.
As we get all big and ready for the party on the 8th, Buzz Burbank has indicated, and I'm very surprised at that. Are you as surprised as
that
I am?
That he wants to queen it up with us? Absolutely.
I'm amazed at this because this is like a shave and a haircut kind of place. This is not the, you know, the Vidal Sassoon styling and coloring that Buzz is used to when he goes to his salons.
Yeah, but we're not going to ye olde barbershop here. These are extremely qualified professionals to see.
No,
but we had them here, right?
He's such a huckster.
I can't wait to see.
The grooming lounge, the way I understand it, this is all going to happen next Thursday, a week from today. We will be groomed by this time 1 week from today.
Yes,
we will
it's
be,
about time.
We will be getting the shave, which is that lather shave where they put the hot towel on you and then they take the straight razor.
Have you ever had one?
They do that little thing at the places you get your
haircut. I'm talking the whole face like they're going to do.
No, what it is.
I'm not shaving until then.
It's going to be the haircut, which includes, I guess, the shampoo and the cut and the blow dry.
Right.
And we are going to be getting.
I didn't see the price range, but.
They're beautiful women, I guess, that
they've
work there.
They put us in
there
for eyebrow waxing.
Really?
Yes.
I don't.
Oh, Beth Ann.
That was Beth Ann.
I put you in.
Beth Ann, instead of being on the headphones, come to the studio, please. I've told her time and time again that I like having her here at the beginning of the show.
I think we all. Would you like her to come to the grooming lounge with us?
No. She's not in.
What I'm excited about with Buzz coming along is we'll be taping the whole thing.
Really?
And Buzz will add a voice of authority on the tape.
Well, it should be a lot of fun as we all get groomed. And will we be having. Will we be having female masseuses that'll be doing this?
I think Bill is the guy that's doing it.
What do you mean, Bill?
Bill.
What, Bill, like the guy that cut the Pater's hair?
Yeah.
I thought there was like a little hottie.
Yeah, and Michelle. Michelle will be involved somehow.
I call Michelle.
Great.
I know Michelle.
You call her all the time.
I would like to call Michelle for cutting my hair. I would like to have her do that.
I don't think she does that. Wasn't her skill like the waxing? She does waxing,
right.
So she'll do your eyebrows.
I know they're about.
She'll do your back. She'll do your chest.
They're whatever. About the tradition of stuff with the barbers. You know, the male bar. Is that? Do they have?
It's like where men are made to feel like a king.
Do they have women to make a man feel like a king? It would be very cool to have like a little, you know, hottie with the scissors.
Well, you know, the ladies will do the manicure.
Yeah, let's get them on the line. Okay. Can we get them on the line, please?
I'll go get them now.
Because do you remember when Andy Griffith? Floyd got a manicurist, and it was Barbara Eden.
Andy!
Wouldn't you like to have Barbara Eden work your fingers?
Well, I changed my
mind. Barbara, in her day. Right now, I'm not sure.
I'd take her now.
I don't know about now.
At first, I felt like I might be intruding, because I picked up a real gay vibe when you first invited Rob to get the haircut.
Gayer than in studio?
And then I thought about it, and I thought, gee, the Buzz Babes are getting dolled up for this, and you guys are getting dolled up. It would just be wrong if I didn't do it too.
Midwestern, so, getting dolled up.
That's right.
We're getting groomed. We're not getting dolled up. We're getting groomed.
Speak for yourself.
We're not getting. You know,
we're getting
not
dolled up
painted.
For the cotillion. Mike.
But what are you going
to
do?
To
Are you going to let them dramatically cut your hair?
I'm going to let them cut and style my hair. Yeah, I don't. You know,
style.
I don't really get the shave because that's not going to last for a day and a half.
Yeah, but the shave is more like just a part of the process. It's a relaxing part. You know, like the old mafia guys when they get shot in the barber chair.
Luxurious.
Take a shave.
You know the movie, a great example, one of the best shaving scenes in a movie, in a relatively recent movie.
Is it on the Playboy channel?
No, it's Rounders. When they get their asses kicked, it's either before or after they get their asses kicked and they get the shave and they put the towel on them and stuff. I love
that. And Mad Men. A guy took a shave in Mad Men, the guy with gray hair.
I watched that. Have you caught up on your Mad Men yet?
I'm up to episode 8, I think, out of the first 13.
All that show makes me want to do is go out and smoke a carton of cigarettes and drink martinis for breakfast.
I love that show.
You see, I get something different. I don't feel the urge to smoke because I don't care for smoke, but I want an old-fashioned.
Like one of the Scotch old-fashions or the
A bourbon old-fashioned.
And it makes
me want a secretary.
Really?
Like Peggy?
Yeah.
Like homely, plain Peggy?
Yes.
I don't like Peggy.
I don't either.
Peggy, who's like moving herself up through the range.
Yeah.
The ranks, rather. Today on the show, we're very excited. Legendary rocker, bon vivant, womanizer, Gene Simmons is scheduled to appear on the broadcast today. I got a lot to talk to him about. I love his show, The Family Jewels. I'm new to the party on that one. And also Jimmy Johnson, driver of the number 48 car. Number 4 in the points race behind Jeff Burton, Dale Jr., and Kyle Busch. Jimmy Johnson will be on the show. So they're scheduled to appear. It'll be a fabulous show if they do show up. If they don't, it'll be the usual crap that we do each and every day. We have the Grooming Lounge on the line right now. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hey, Mike, it's Bill Patton. How are you?
Hi, Bill. How are you? Mike O'Mara over here, Studio 1A over in Fairfax, Virginia.
I remember Bill. Bill's a good guy.
Is Bill the guy that was talking most of the time?
He's sort of the face of the Grooming Lounge.
The face. All right, we've got a question about... now, first of all, sorry about this. Certain people can't plan their schedules, so Buzz has tried to horn in on our fun, and he's added himself to the list. Is that a problem for you?
Not a problem. I was actually looking at the schedule now. We're going to put him in, so shouldn't be an issue at all.
You're going to save a lot of time on me anyway.
Now, why would you say that?
Well, I don't think I need my eyebrows waxed, for instance.
Why not?
They're well-groomed already.
What, do you groom? Well, hold on a second. Do you groom them?
No, the person who normally cuts my hair does that.
Yeah, my barber does that, too. And the first time she did it, it flipped me out. I was not expecting it.
I don't believe I've ever had my eyebrows groomed. And I have the kind of eyebrows
that... Let me look at them.
If I actually let them go, I really let them go. Occasionally, I'll hit them with a clipper. Uh-huh. I could be perhaps Andy Rooney.
That's lovely.
If I really let them go. I know a lot of guys that are maybe in their 40s and 50s that, they begin to let them go because they like that kind of dominating look that those big winged eyebrows look.
I want you to wax, Bill, I want you to wax my eyebrows so I forever look surprised.
Okay, that's not a problem. We could do that.
All right, so
would you like a nice arch rob in them too?
I would. Very nice.
Now, Mike, my question is, we're very happy with the guy that came in with the tattoos and cut Pater's hair. I remember that guy.
Right, Michael, yes.
Michael wasn't real chatty. Not that I think anything less of Michael, but I don't want Michael working on my hair.
Don't worry.
I want a hottie. Do you have a hottie for me to cut my hair?
Mike, I thought about this when I spoke with Beth Ann this morning, and I'm putting you with Kaylee, who's not only fantastic, but I think... You will think so.
Really?
And then I've already put Rob with Amanda, who's actually one of our really talented grooming experts, who's coming back from our Atlanta store.
That's wonderful. Really excellent. I'm glad you said Amanda, because I thought you were going to say, I put Rob with a man. I'm glad you got that duh in there.
And, Buzz, in Buzz's case, I don't want to speak for you, no, Buzz.
With Buzz.
You're okay here.
We're put him in with Harvey.
Put him in with Sven. Sven can do that. That'll be great. We'll enjoy
that. With Buzz, we're going to actually have the very talented and lovely Ann do his haircut and shave.
Three lovely ladies. Very nice. And now, will we be getting the haircut and the manicure at the same time?
Well, we will, actually. That's going to be the only way we can kind of really do it. But it's
we're very
relaxing.
Busy. We're very busy, men.
So busy.
We're very busy, men, and we need that help. So it'll be the eyebrow waxing, the manicure, and the shave, right?
And the shave, that's correct.
Along with the haircut. What about any back waxing, anything else? Like that.
I didn't do the back waxing. I figured, because I want to say that on air, I'm going to bring Michelle down, who, of course, you love, and I'd rather do it on air so your audience can hear it.
Isn't she, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't she an
esthetician?
Yes, she's an esthetician.
Easy for you to say.
I'm looking forward to that. Well, it sounds like you got it all set for us.
We got it set. We're excited about you guys coming in. And, martinis will be served as well.
Yes,
cool.
We'll be ready on that day.
What do you need from our end? Should we not shave that morning?
Yeah. Well, why would you
I don't
shave
know.
To
I'm,
come
I've
get a
never,
shave?
I've never done this
I
before.
Was actually planning on not showering for the entire week.
Until that moment, right.
I really think that would be great. I'll just come in completely grungy. No, I won't shave. Either.
If you guys could go, and you guys are in radio, so you kind of have this advantage, 2 days, it's going to make it a lot more enjoyable.
How about 8 days?
You could do 8.
Okay, done.
2 days without shaving. What about coloring?
What about coloring as far as hair color?
Buzz needs his hair color.
No,
otherwise,
just a
hair color
is fine.
I mean, I can do
Buzz
it.
Buzz has been coloring his hair for years now, and but you've got a very specific color you use.
Because I remember when I started on the show in '92, Buzz was a strawberry blonde, and no one remembers this.
Yeah, you're the only one, Rob.
Oh, it's as vivid as the day is long.
I seriously might want to have my gray beard, match my hair.
That's the one thing we really don't do a whole lot of.
I'm sorry, Bill. That's it. We can't do any.
All right, well, thanks for coming.
No, it's very tough, It's very – no, I'll keep my
natural
color.
See what we can do as far as working with you on that one.
Okay, that's good. And so we've got
– So he's saying bring a Sharpie.
Manicure. I've got 3 here. Don't worry. I'll sell you the home waxing kit. You can go to town.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir. I'd like – and what's the lady that's going to be working on my head?
That's going to be Kaylee.
Kaylee.
She's fantastic.
I'll, walk in, the first thing I'll say when I walk through the doors of the grooming lounge in Tyson's Corner is, Kaylee, I'm ready for my Brazilian. Yes, sir. All right, Bill, we will see you next week. Look forward to it.
All right, we look forward to it as well. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very
Bill.
Much.
All right.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's
I am
Bill at the grooming lounge of Tyson's.
We are whores.
We are.
We are whores. It's a tiny little, supposed to be a very, like, kind of upscale barbershop.
You know who's
place.
Very excited about it
what?
Is Carrie. My wife.
Why would that be?
Because she's been after me a long time to not have the haircut that I've had for a long time.
She doesn't want you to have the flat top?
No, she wants them to do something different. She
Can
wants
you tell
to
that I'm already
me.
Burned on my flat top? I'm completely burned on that
Mike,
look.
You shouldn't. You looked so good.
I don't like it. I really don't.
Well, what are you going to be able to do? Because
probably
it's so
not
short
a lot.
Right now.
Probably not a lot. I'll see what Kaylee has to say to me.
But I'm going to change and see if I can stand it.
I wonder if they have a website with pictures. No, they don't. Now I'm getting a little out of
Kaylee
hand.
Kaylee has a website.
I'm getting completely out of hand.
I don't know. That's not a bad idea.
I'm hoping that the person cutting my hair resembles that anchor lady on the news
oh,
station.
Oh, Elita.
Elita Calero, yeah. Whatever her name is. The weather lady. The weather lady.
Yeah. I wonder what Amanda and Ann look like.
I don't know. Oh, boy. But we're going to look forward to it. And you're coming, too, now.
We know
yes,
what
I
Bill
am.
Looks like.
How do you keep that color looking so natural, though? How do you
this
do
is
that?
My color, Mike. You can see the gray. There's.
If, I don't see. And do you see any gray in Buzz's hair?
I see more gray in my hair than Buzz's
I have,
hair.
And I have more gray than both
when,
of you
when
guys.
We're outside in the light, I will show you. It's very dark in here. And I have a lot of goop on my hair, which
what
always
have you
makes
been
it
doing?
Darker.
Speaking of your hair, seriously, uh-huh. What have you been doing with your hair recently? You've been doing...
I've been going for that wild look.
Why would that be?
Because I didn't like the plain bowl on the head short haircut I had
American.
Before.
No, he's not gay. I mean,
I'm
but the
curious.
Thing is it doesn't look...
I've got like the polar opposites with you two. I look at you two guys every day, and I've got, you know, I've got Sergeant Carter over here, who seriously has a haircut from, you know, Walking Tall, uh-huh. You know, back in the 1960s Mississippi. Uh-huh. And then I've got you, yes. You know, Mr. Dreadlocks over here
but
with
Buzz,
your Jerry curls.
I really have to ask, is that really the wild look? Because it doesn't look that much different than the not wild look. I mean, what are you doing that's different?
Well, it's messed up now. It's the messy look. It used to be all combed straight forward and straight down and flat and smooth on my head until this week when I started messing it up.
You know what?
What?
I like them both.
We're good.
Yes,
I'm just
what do you like, Buzz? Mike, I'm sorry. What do you like?
Oh, he's looking so macho today with his Chicago Police T-shirt that he's wearing.
That's the real deal.
That's a real deal mm-hmm. one. I like that.
Yeah, that's not a regulation haircut there.
It's very regular. But never, you've never like flirted with the idea of just for men or anything?
No.
I wonder if you could take a sample of somebody's hair and analyze it chemically. To find out whether it had been altered with,
certainly.
With color.
Yeah,
so we could, because I've, you know, just like I've accused you over the years from stealing money from me, you must have.
Well, that's true.
That is true. Thousands of dollars of my money based
that's
on.
That's why I live such an extravagant lifestyle.
Look, you know what? Maybe just because you haven't invested it well, don't blame me. I certainly have contributed to that. Rob has, you know, has been familiar with my ATM practices for a number of years.
I think I still know your PIN number.
In the early days when Rob was a lowly intern for the show, Rob would be sent out on, various financial missions for mm-hmm. both Don and myself, and Rob would come back. And there would always be, like, for example, I'd send Rob out three.
Is that still right?
Yes.
It is? It's still the same?
It is.
Wow.
I shouldn't tell you that. No, I changed it.
Okay, no, yeah. I remember now.
I changed it.
Sure you did. Sure you did.
He committed it to memory.
Six,
no,
that,
well,
six,
I made
six.
A lot of trips for you.
Those were from the days where I would always walk around saying I'm naked without cash.
This right. was, you know what, kids, listen to this. There was a time when you couldn't use a check card.
Yeah, you couldn't do
and
that
And a credit
at all.
Card was a hassle. You needed to have folding money.
Folding cash, and we needed it all the time, it seemed. Mm-hmm.
With
back
your,
in
life,
those days.
Your extravagant lifestyle?
Well, no, it was you know the question of going out on you know every weekend for the show,
every
you know,
night,
celebrating
Mike.
The drug deals that we would
right,
the, finance, you know, playing the pilot to bring the stuff in from Colombia. It was
right.
very, very
I remember.
Difficult.
Some of our merchants only took cash.
I know. It was very frustrating, but Rob knew every detail of my financial life. Kurt, how are you? You're on the Mike O'Meara Show. You are the first caller today. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm the first caller. Hey, Mikey, I had two quick questions for you on this extreme makeover.
Yeah, it's not extreme. We're just going to get a haircut, a shave, and a manicure.
And listen, oh, okay. and listen to show tunes.
Okay, one of my questions, I thought you were not getting a manicure, and so that answers the first one. The second one is...
I don't need a manicure. I keep my nails in a very, very neat way. Yeah, I really do.
I just trimmed mine this past weekend, and I regret it because I'm sure they could have made them look a lot better.
The whole idea of the manicure, that doesn't really...
Never had one?
No, not really.
Not
no.
bad.
Maybe have I ever had a manicure? I don't think I ever. I've had a pedicure.
Pedicures are really? Wonderful.
I did that, but that was drinking down in Florida, and I just walked by and I saw a bunch of Korean women in the window, and there, you know, this one guy was in there, and I said to Carla, "You notice it was after dinner and wine," and I said, "You know, that looks like something I want to do."
Uh-huh.
And she said, "Yeah, go ahead." And I went in there, and it was not all that, as far as I was.
Oh, concerned. I love it. As a courtesy to my coworkers, I get a pedicure every year before I put the Birkenstocks on for the first time.
And a grateful nation thanks you
once a year.
Well, I've done it more once than a year, once a year, but
hippo
always,
boys,
always.
Once a year, hippo feet gets his.
And until that time rolls around, never do I trim my nails. Never do I wash my feet.
and we smell it in here every single day. Kurt, anything else we can do for you?
Yeah, two things. Trimming your nails with your teeth doesn't count, and right. Will there be any Preparation H involved?
Not that I know of, but anything that improves the look, anything that can give your skin that youthful glow, I am all for it. Okay, Kurt?
All right,
thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Mike. Let me see. Oh, I'm trying to get Mike there. Oh, little problem with
the
phones.
Click on Mike.
Hold on.
I think they actually have him on in the back. So if they put him on hold, you'll be able to punch him up.
I don't know what's
there happening. There you are now.
Is that working now?
Yeah, try now.
Mike, Leesburg, Virginia. How
great
are you, Mike?
Town.
I am doing great. You guys are going to love it. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Oh, you've been there.
I have been there. I go there several times. I actually go there more for the massages than I do anything else. But I have
Whoa! They have massages?
Hot stone massage with Lauren. Not only is she a master that'll melt you in the table, but she is absolutely easy on the eyes.
I'll get there early. And what about, no, I'm not going to ask that question. I certainly
you ever have
wanna,
a hot stone massage?
I would. No. A massage with hot stones.
Those are cool. I mean, well, that's not the right word. They're
Beth Ann
nice.
McBride.
They'll be hot when you're done.
That's right.
Beth Ann. I ask the guy? I asked him about coloring beards, but
yes.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Did we ask him specifically about massage?
No, we have not. We might want to get him back on the line.
they have massages there.
Mike, you'll want your own room. We won't want to be in the same room for that.
No, I want to have it like the Flamingo Kid, Rob.
Oh, where all you of and us I, in a room.
The three of us are sitting there getting massaged at the same. Absolutely.
I would do it.
I would love
to have a hot stone massage.
Now you're looking at me like I'm making this
fault.
More trouble than it's worth. You said no.
You said no. Well, you just said you wanted your hair done.
I got to look at my hair. Do I look like somebody
who
gets
hair done?
Do I look like somebody who gets my hair done
every Thursday?
That's right.
My grandmother.
Did they say they want them?
Yeah, I'll call them. Stop.
Oh, this is just like everything else. You are taking away from my personal pleasure.
I didn't think you'd have time.
There's always time.
I was thinking of your schedule.
My busy schedule.
I looked at my O'Mara schedule book, and you were jam-packed.
We can be there at whatever time they open at
11.
The grooming lounge
I think
in Tyson's.
It's 11.
We could be there at 11.
So all of you want a massage now?
In the same room. If it's not in the same room, we don't want
under the same sheet.
Okay, so it has to be in the same room or
yes.
No go.
Right, on the same table.
With a lion licking our toes.
All righty.
No, that's okay, because I know the time constraints. And the time you put on the sheet to get there, that's when I want to get. I don't want to get there earlier. I don't want to commit to that time. Right. But if they do have, hold on.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to do that either.
What, here?
I'm just thinking out loud. Boy.
I bet they have tables. See if they have folding tables to travel.
No, I don't want to get a massage here. I wouldn't enjoy it. Yeah. All right, let's go to Brian in D.C. Brian, you have a question for Buzz Burb, I understand.
Yeah, Buzz?
Yes.
You paint your gray spot?
His hair grows.
Yeah, he looks dreamy today. He really does.
He does.
Thank you.
I just can't get my mind off that. What was her name? Lauren giving
the hot stone massage. I got one when we were in Iceland.
Did you really?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. When the hell are you getting off to get pedicures and stone massages? You don't strike me as that kind of guy.
Best massage I ever had in my life was on that same trip in Iceland.
That's right.
The one where you and I were in the pool. You and I were in the pool together.
Mike, if you think back to Iceland, you slept in most every day.
Oh yeah, I had me some nights there, didn't I?
And if you got up early, you know they wanted us to be so happy. Everything in that hotel was comped. I think I took 4 massages.
Really?
Yeah.
You got 4 massages?
Yeah, I think so.
You weren't drinking as much as I was?
No, nobody was.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, just take it out right now and put it on the promo. I know what it's going to be. Just put it on the promo right now. That's gonna run for a month and a half. You hump. All right. When we come back, we'll have the very first buzz, and I'll talk about my computer needs.
Yes.
My computer has, it's really, if it's not dying, we're calling in the priest for the last rites.
Oh, you have woes.
Oh, it sucks, and I got to take care of this, because everybody lives for their computers now,
It's a very important machine.
So we'll have the first buzz, talk about that, and another encounter with a effing mini van. That and more fun and more thrills coming up on The Big Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.